War looms over Israel and Lebanon. Believers go to prayer. Hope Givers responds to train bombings as a court hearing is delayed. And church leaders in Sierra Leone see their first pastoral training in over a decade. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Lebanon, where Israel is responding to Hezbollah's actions as acts of war. Their retaliation is causing a deep international concern, prompting a call to both sides to resolve. However, Israel and Lebanon are answering with deadly force. Open Doors' Carl Muller agrees that it's a volatile situation.
Any massive military movement into southern Lebanon would really reshuffle all of the political cards in that deck, and anyone's guess is good for what could happen if Israel's full military mobilizes into Lebanon.
He urges believers to stand in solidarity with a substantial Christian community in Lebanon. They're reliving the nightmare of a potential religious civil war.
They need to pray for the Christians that are in these places, where the Christian population has a long-standing, large presence, but it is a decreasing minority. They need to pray that the church there would take up its rightful role as the bringers of peace.
Next, Hope Givers International is helping victims of the terrible train bombings Tuesday in Mumbai, India. Medical personnel at a Hope Givers orphanage nearby were able to take in and treat some of the injured. Pray that God uses them to plant seeds of the gospel. An update on Hope Givers Supreme Court case in Rajasthan. The case was postponed until July 19th because the government attorney didn't appear. Now, however, all of the cases will be combined into one hearing. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sierra Leone's fragile peace is holding, though it's threatened by rampant poverty. Still, Global Advance's David Shibley says a new day is dawning. Because of that, they just held a frontline shepherds conference. They're told that it was the first major pastor's training since 1991.
It is absolutely time for the church to take a stand, to move, and to be aggressive with evangelism and church planting. The church has to take a stand of morality. It has to take a stand of righteousness and be genuine peacemakers, as Jesus called us to be.
Shibley says the church leadership responded strongly to the encouragement and teaching.
As tenuous as the situation is, I saw tremendous hope in the hearts and in the eyes of these wonderful pastoral leaders. They're ready to go, and hundreds of them committed to planting at least one new church within the next year.
Meanwhile, the Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening, held on the Yale University campus in New Haven, Connecticut recently, could be the beginning of something significant. Life Action Ministries' Dave Warren.
We had 57 ministry leaders from around the country join us at Yale, most of whom which are campus ministry leaders, and we focused on how to see a visitation of God on our campuses and to really see our campuses transformed.
The week-long institute featured various speakers and breakout sessions, says Warren.
We're really hoping that fires of revival are ignited this fall around the country. As God continues to lead us and we follow Him, that we will see visitations of the Holy Spirit that cause campus transformation.
Pray the revival will come in the hearts of believers first, which could see evangelism ultimately flourish. And Transworld Radio is asking people to pray and to give to help keep Christian radio beaming from the island of Guam. Last Friday, part of one of their antennas fell during what they're calling heavy weather. That forced programming off the air for 4 days. What's amazing is TWR needed extra help. A visiting church from the United States was there and became available to assist with the work. Yesterday, TWR reported half the antenna was back on the air, with full restoration expected sometime today. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N is celebrating our 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by giving away a free short-term mission trip? It's a Buckner Orphan Care International Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.